Woo-hoo!
This is your Attitash Race League Report with Corey Madden.
Here we go. Corey Madden joining me in studio. Back again.
Back again.
Yes.
After a week
nice little week off, right? You guys said
not
some
stuff. Not
necessarily
a week off. But
well, not for you, maybe, but for the racers.
Yes.
For the racers.
For the Attitash Race League, we had a week off. I heard from so many people that, you know, really enjoyed it. Somebody that I missed their email that showed up and was in their GS suit in the base lodge. Somebody walked by. They're like, oh, I guess you didn't get the memo. And you know, I got an email quickly from him. He was like, oh, just, you know, I was here. I guess I won this week because nobody else was here. I was like, well, congratulations.
Congrats,
that's great.
Man. Yeah.
You know, so, and, you know, and maybe he might not have come out and skied that day. So he came out and skied and it's some great, absolute beautiful weather. We had our Super G Speed Week with Mount Washington Valley ski team last week. And so sitting in a booth and going through timing, usually those events typically bring in some of the craziest weather between winds and snow and all that other stuff that I don't really want to talk about.
Right.
But yeah, so anyway, we had a great week and good weather. Talk about good weather. Woke up this morning. Drive down the road, and man, Mount Washington just looks absolutely glorious this morning. I mean, bluebird. I mean, such crisp blue sky. You get that when you get that wintry cold back, you know?
Right,
so
right.
It's been, Mother Nature's been on the warmer side, but you know what? As us New Englanders do, you know, we bear with it. You know, the weather's going to change soon, and it'll just turn for the better. Snow guns started up yesterday. I was looking at the Instagram feed on Attitash, and they had, you know, snow guns getting going, the terrain park's getting an overhaul, so the ops team is super hard at work, and I'll tell you what, the skiing has been just second to none. It's been unbelievable. Haven't made it up to Wildcat. I'm making my way up there this weekend, but I've heard nothing but good reports from up there as well. I mean, even though it's been a little warm, it's kind of fun to ski when you're not like loaded up with 17 layers
bundled
and whatever
up,
and hand warmers and this and that. I skied Sunday with my family. It was a great opportunity to be able to get out there and just had a day for myself and with them. And it's a rare opportunity. You know, I ski every single day, but to go out there and actually ski for my, you know, it's
enjoyment,
far between
pure enjoyment.
Enjoy. Yeah, so
which is great.
But that's why I love doing what I do. You know, because if I get up in the morning, I get to snap skis on and put boots on. It's just nothing better.
It's a good day.
You know? So it's fun being out there. We had some great Ugo Girl races over the past couple weekends. We've raised over $2,700 in just two races already. We have two more to go. So
that's awesome.
The Jen's Friends people are just unbelievable. It's good stuff. Getting on to the race league report.
Let's do it.
Here.
Yeah, okay.
So racing yesterday was great. I had my coworker Adam. He's unbelievable. It's his first time setting for this season. He set a few times last year. He definitely brought us back and forth across the hill a little bit more than I do. I kind of set just like a general NASCAR-ish kind of easy course, but not that it was a hard course. It just it had some more turns in it and it added some time, which, you know, kind of got a little grumbles from the crowd a little bit, but, you know, he had a great run. I didn't ski that well. Usually those courses are they're favorable to me because, you know, not that I'm light, but I'm not,
right.
I don't have a ton of, you know, weight to me that can carry me down on those straighter courses, but I just had a hard time. But Alec Tarberry laid one down yesterday. Everything has gone into divisions now.
I was going to say, it's finally broken down, right?
Yeah, week three, Ed Chappie, our master timer, he put together all the formulas and had your average place points as far as where you were for the week, averaged everything out, and everybody is in a division. So now, you know, you move forward and you know exactly who you're racing against. You know where your times to beat are going to be, whether you're at the top or the bottom of that division. You know, you want to work harder to go faster. And looking into next week, it's everybody's favorite, the slalom.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Absolutely.
You gave fair warning.
I can't even tell you. All last week, I got so many text messages and emails. Just, is next week the slalom? I'm like, I will let you know when the slalom's coming.
Because
it is a different ski for some people, you know, not everyone. Most people are like, my slalom ski is the ski that I GS ski and my ski that I free ski and ski I bump ski, and it's like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no, that's good.
Whatever
good.
You need to do,
you know. But you know, speaking of that, we have the biggest turnout that we've ever had for our Attash Race League. Awesome. Last year, we had right around 104, 107 somewhere, I'm pretty sure. Okay. And this year, we're at 130 racers.
Wow.
130 racers, 22 teams, fantastic. 13 divisions. It's unbelievable. It's Ed and I were figuring it out. We're like, wow. It's cool that it's 130 because if it's 131, then we have a division of 11 or a division of 8 or, you know, vice versa, whichever way we go with it. But it's pretty awesome to see that this thing has continued to grow.
Yeah. It's going to make you guys feel good. All that work, all that
absolutely.
Effort.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's just, it's so great to get these people in the valley out there and skiing. You know, it's such a variety of new faces out there, which is unbelievable. And the camaraderie, people coming up afterwards, our Tuckerman Brewing Après Ski Party, gave away Midas oil change yesterday. Thanks to Kelly and Ron down there at Midas. Got to go check them out.
Yep.
Midas is a total car care. It's not just a muffler place. So go check them out. They're super friendly down there. Take care of you. And, of course, McGrath's. You got to stop by McGrath's and check it out. Give away some gift certificates from them. Super supportive of the event. He has two teams going. You know, he's super into it. You know, sat right there while I was doing the raffle and, you know, high fives and getting everybody psyched and getting everybody into it. So it's just great to see everybody coming out and enjoying it.
It's a big part of those race leagues, especially when it comes to the Attash Race League, is that community effort, that community camaraderie that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Always,
absolutely.
That's what it's about. Anything we can look forward to for the weekend? You guys always have something going on, of course.
Always something going on. We have our North versus South event going on this weekend, so that's a dual head-to-head race, and that's going to be benefiting the ESSC. It's a $20 event. You can sign up in the South Wing in the main base lodge. Racing starts at 11 and registration is from 8 to 10, so make sure you get there on time if you can possibly with a dual race.
Right.
You know, we're going to be able to split everything up and move people through pretty quick. Hearing, you know, more things about, you know, we had 167 in our last U-Go Girl race. They want to see dual races or some way to speed it up or something. But, you know, it's great to support. It's great to have everybody out there. And for everything else, check out attash.com or skiwildcat.com for all your latest and greatest up-to-date
all the details, all the info for sure. Yeah, that's attash.com for details on the race league, of course, details on everything they have going on for the weekend, and then skiwildcat.com too, because always something going on there as well. Always fun to talk with you, Corey.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate the time, and we'll see you next week, and we wish you the best of luck when it comes to the slaloms.
Sounds good. Thanks
a lot. It's Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.